wasn't doing. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
God bless you. I love you. And I was enjoying the service so much, I didn't want to get up. Give these children another round of applause. Because what we do, I'm with Noah, and what we do is we help prepare our families for our legacy. And our finances are our legacy. One of the things that I've enjoyed about coming and being here today is what we have up on the wall. I've been writing down a lot about what's going on in this church. You people are truly blessed. I'm from Northern Ohio. I've driven 300 miles, and I can tell God, thank you, Father, because every mile and every minute of that voyage was worth it. You guys are in a place where you have a very loving First Lady and a very... and a very, very dedicated father and Pastor Chambers. And I am filled with love, admiration, and joy to see these faces here this morning, because I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar. And all of us are in debt. Who is the devil? The devil is debt. Anytime you are suffering and you're saying that you're broke, how can you saints be broke and be filled with the Spirit? It just doesn't happen. If you're filled with the Spirit, you're not broke. You have everlasting prosperity. Can I get amen? And as Pastor said, it's harvest time. It is time for us to invest in our family, in our future, which is these beautiful children. But most of all, saints, we've got to invest in our finances. If you knew better, you do better. God's going to give you more, but he's got to see if you can trust you what he's given you already. All right? I don't know how many of you guys picked up the African-American Shopper's Guide, but in it, I talk about the hardest things I've ever done. And one of them was to convince somebody to break the shackles of financial indebtedness. And that was to pay a bill that they felt they didn't know. Okay? Everybody getting quiet right now. But you know what? A lot of decisions we made and things we bought, we didn't consult the Father. See, there's a thing called N and W. Need versus want. And a lot of that debt that's strangling us, killing us, and choking us are things we didn't really, really need. Am I right? Let's talk. Now, we can be honest now. We're in the church now. We got to be honest with ourselves and with our spirits. What God has placed on this church is prosperity unlimited. All right? And you guys. And I feel it in the walls, and I see it in the eyes, and I see it revelating in the smiles. You guys are in the beginning of something great. Don't ever leave here. Because it's here. I'm here to tell you, it is really here. I felt it, and I see it, and I know it. So, saints, as we gather together, we've got to get our financial house in order, because the devil is a liar. And guess who the devil is? He's debt. And if you're in debt, you're in what? You're in doubt. In doubt of what? Faith. Okay? Get that. Don't miss that. Because how can you say you are God's and then you're sitting up and worried? Either you're going to, like they say, my grandmother used to always tell us, if you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't pray. You got to do one or the other. It's just when it comes to God's abundance and gifts for us, there ain't no straddlers on this fence. You either with him or you're going to be without him. Ain't no floaters here, people. You either swimming or drowning. And what we're here today is we're here to stroke. We're not going to swim. We're going to stroke. Can I get amen? Amen. Okay, saints. First thing I want to tell you about faith is if you're in faith, you're in favor. So all those bills that you had, that you thought you had, I want you to declare them paid right now. I want everybody to stand up right now. Stand up, stand up. And I want you guys to raise your hands. And I want you to tell the Lord, say, Lord,
I declare myself
financially free
and
forever in your favor.
Forever in your favor.
the devil is a lie. And debt is doubt.
And debt is doubt.
And I am in favor and I am in faith. Saints, please be seated. I want you guys to know to place your debt and your doubt at the altar and rise up in believing in what this man and this woman have done. I've been all around the state of Ohio. Someone said, where is your church? I said, wherever there, two or more again. Because right now, we are in an economic tsunami. But guess why? Because it's change time. Well, a lot of people are claiming this to be the worst of times. This is the best of times for God. Because let me tell you why. He is saying when you're up there on the mountain, everybody's all right. Or come to church when I want to come. I'll send in my tithes when I want. But when you are down in the valley, that is where you grow. And what we are planting today at this church is the seeds of success. That's the harvest. That is the harvest. We're going to talk in our classes about good stewardship. God is going to give you more, but he's got to see what you're going to do with it. You got to not only have a plan for your life, you got a plan. You have to have a plan for what he's given you. God has given you so much just in this church, and he's promising through me, through this young lady, our first lady, through this pastor, to give you more. But guys, we've got to sit down, saints. We've got to look at our budget. We've got to identify our spending list. We've got to identify our emotional behavior that gets us in the debt. I speak from my mistakes. I was impulsive in spending. I was reckless in spending. And I was in disregard to what God wanted me to spend my money on. And I suffered for it. And God is here to tell me to tell you, you don't have to live it. I've lived it. I'm here today to shelter you, to support you, and to lead you through success. But it starts with learning what is wrong with my life, what is wrong with my faith, and now that I am in this church, I am in a hospital. This is where you get healed. You not only heal yourself spiritually, emotionally, but you're going to heal yourself financially. All right? And you with me, saints? And the simplest way to do it is to start off with a budget. God's given you a finite amount to see how well you work with that. And as you do more, he's going to give you more. But if he can't trust you with the little, he can't trust you with a lot. Am I right? We've got to invest, as I said before, in our families, in our faith, and in our freedom. And as long as we're carrying debt and buying things that we don't need to impress people we don't know or don't like, that's madness. That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over, expecting a different result. That's insanity. And a lot of us are committing financial insanity by not looking at what we're spending, coming to grips with how we are spending. It's not just what we are buying, but how we are buying it. Money is power, but credit is powerful. And as saints, we have got to realize that credit is also what? Credit is character. It's discipline. And isn't that what we come to the house of the Lord for? To learn how to work better with our discipline. Not only with ourselves, but with our children and the people that touch our lives. That's discipline. But character. How you spend, and if you bought it, you owe it. It's time to heal, saints. If you owe somebody, if there's somebody in this room or out there in the world, whether it be a friend, a neighbor, or a creditor, it's time to get that situation right. Because you're never going to reach the harvest if you don't address the seeds that have already been sown. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. There are debts that we've co-signed for people that went wrong. You have to own up to that. There are things that we bought and we try to ignore, but we owe for it. And God's looking at us. He's looking at how financially responsible we are as adults. Because if we don't address that financial dysfunctionality, guess who's going to inherit it? Who's going to inherit that curse? Our children. They see us sweating when we go to answer the phone. They see us sweating when we don't want to respond to that certified letter. And we're teaching them through our action negative, irresponsible behavior. And today I said, let's stop it. We just declared ourselves free. And the first rule to freedom is to free your mind. Free your mind. Forgive yourselves for all the wrong and the inappropriate expenses that we've encountered over our lives. And it's time for us to move forward, saints. And everyone in this room has got to grab someone else and motivate them to spend the right way. People say we don't have enough. God said you got more than what you need. You just ain't working with it. There are people who are starving, haven't eaten in 7 days in this world. And some of us ate within the last 7 hours and not within the last 7 minutes. So let's stop saying, God, what we don't have, and say, God, thank you for what we do have. That's the first step to freedom, is to realizing what you do have. And once you realize what you do have, you do realize how far you can grow and how fast you can move. But it doesn't just mean you moving, but you're taking the village with you. It's not the speed of the leader. The speed of the leader controls the speed of the pack. Every one of us has got to become a leader in our household. Children, there's simple things you can do. Cut off the light if you're not in that room. That's conserving energy, okay? Stop leaving soap in the soap dish to melt all day. Okay, children? And when mommy and daddy buy something that's hot, put it back in the refrigerator so it don't spoil. These are simple things children can do to save us money. If you don't want to see your parents sweat, be responsible. You say, what can you do? Keep your room clean. Okay? There you go. There's simple things you can do. There's simple things in the house that you have control over. Don't leave that refrigerator door open, because the refrigerator eats up 1/3 of the energy in your house. So does the iron. Children, I'm talking to you so you can talk to your children's children about being economically responsible. And more importantly, being economically, being ecology friendly. Has everyone heard that term? Eco-friendly? This is God's world. We got to start treating it like we belong here and that He's trusted us with us, so we're going to treat it better. All right? And that's a whole nother subject, but we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in our classes as well. Secondly, parents, you know how much you're getting. You know the difference between net and gross. Everyone knows the difference between net and gross? Okay. Gross is what you get. Gross is what they tell you you make. Paycheck is what you see in your hand. There's a difference between net and gross. We have to organize our finances where we take care of our tithing, we take care of our family, and we take care of our future. You've got to put those in that specific order, because God is going to bless you as long as He knows that you're doing right with what He's giving you. He's going to give you more. That's a promise. That is definitely a promise. When it comes to credit, all of us that have had bad relationships with credit, those can be healed. The way you heal it is address anything that you've already done. Address it. Face it. Don't say you don't owe it, because it's on paper that you do. And if you feel it's unjustifiable, dispute it. Sister, First Lady is going to have dispute letters for all of us who are in credit challenges. We're going to send these dispute letters off. Any inaccuracies on our credit report, we're going to challenge them. I had a gentleman in New Birth Church who raised his credit score by 70 points by just challenging inaccurate data on his credit report. Now, isn't God good? Sometimes you have got to get your credit report. Look at what they're saying about you. And it's like an illness. It's not going to go away just because you ignore it. It's only going to get worse. And it's going to become a curse upon your children and your household if you don't address it. Secondly, when you're looking at your money, let's say it is a little bit short. That's the time for us to get up and do more. It might mean cutting back on something. Sacrificing a little bit, walking when I think I should be driving, keeping an old car, because I was taught one thing about a car. If you put oil in and it's got four tires and they all got air in it, it can ride. Okay? Doesn't mean it has to be a $500 car note to be a car. You gotta put an order. If you buy a car for $10,000, in 5 years it'll be worth $500. If you buy a house for $10,000, in 5 years, it might be worth $20,000, maybe $30,000. Now, I don't know how many of you guys can sleep comfortably in your car, but I prefer to sleep comfortably in a house. Okay? Think about it, saints. You've got to start looking at economics, because God has never said that they're two different items. God has always, from the very beginning, said prosperity. He doesn't want his people to even live poor, let alone think poor. Because if you think it, you believe it. So you can't stop saying I'm broke and say you're filled with the Spirit. It's just impossible. You cannot be broke and be filled with the Spirit. If you trust in the Lord and be free in your mind to believe it's going to come, it is. We have the discernment to know what is a bad purchase and a good purchase. We have the discernment to know when to use a coupon and when not to. A lot of us just buy frivolously, irregardless of what is on the plate. You got to start thinking. You got to have a plan for even going in the grocery store. You just don't go in there blindly and buy. You have to strategically buy. Okay, is everyone with me? When you do that and you sit down and you analyze what you really have to spend, once you do that, you'll know how to balance your budget. We hear about Obama talking about balancing our debt, balancing our budget. Well, I look at it and I say, what are we doing in a household? I don't need a man in Washington to budget for me. You start budgeting in your household. Like President Kennedy said, and I ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country, but better still, what you can do for your family and for your church. We've got to start thinking wisely about money, because money is not the enemy. Money is like an employee. It can be controlled and be taught to be beneficial for you, but you've got to be a smart employer. You wouldn't let an employee go to sleep on you, would you? Why would you let your money go to sleep for you? You wouldn't let an employee waste resources, would you? Why would you let money waste your resources? So, saints, I'm here to tell you that God has blessed you by just being in this house today. There is so much goodness and grace around this church. Don't go to sleep because you miss it. Harvest is a time for joy, for excitement, and most importantly, a time for prosperity. Think wise, buy wise, and more importantly, always, always invest in your faith. That is the wisest investment you can ever make. Because if you invest in what God has given you, and you take your time to strategically analyze how He wants you to move forward, you'll never be lacking for anything. Nor will your children or your children's children. We've got to start putting our budgets and our money into perspective. And from there, our seeds and our prosperity and success will flourish. I thank you so much for your time. And more importantly, I thank you for the love that you've shown me. These have been one of the most exciting 24 hours I've spent in Hamilton County, Butler County. And I can tell you, it's been worth every minute, every mile. And God bless you and keep you. Thank you.
We say in the ministry, we have a full revelation now that it's first natural, then. Come on, say it after me. It's natural, then spiritual. Say it again. It's natural, then spiritual. Folk want to be all deep. Sharandolobo se ayobo, hey. And can't put no food on the what?